Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds. Lawrence!
Send in the clown.
You fuckers couldn't figure out how to turn the damn thing off last night.
Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve?
So much wasted time.
One who keeps tearing around and one who can't move.
I'm Jake. I'm going to write off Ben's answer and give details no one cares about.
Where are the clowns? Send in.
Fuck both of you. I'm a peach. Hello and welcome back to the Brotherhood of Batman. I'm Ben, your sunshine into Gotham, and the baby brother.
Jake, I'm the middle brother. I'm the one that comes up the crazy list of stuff that we read through each week. But this is a little bit different this week.
Because we killed Aaron. You pissed me off this season and I did it in! There is no Aaron this time. Instead, Jake, who do we have with us?
Well, we have our good friend from the archive, John Dedeke.
Hey.
Should I use your last name? Is that?
I think you can use my last name.
We'll just say John.
Yeah.
John.
I'm John.
Our good friend John.
Dedeke.
I'm just going to slip it in. Is that going to be a soundboard thing this episode?
We can just press the button whenever.
So the secret behind the scenes, the soundboard is live. Like he interrupts us all the time.
Yeah.
So we won't have any of that shenanigans.
So Jake,
this week.
What's this podcast about?
Oh, this is a podcast normally of three very unique, very different brothers who get together, read Batman comic books in a strange continuity that I came up with. We watch Batman movies. We play Batman games. We talk about anything about the Dark Knight that we have on our brains.
Great. And what's the archive?
He's really good at this.
Well, John, you are a co-founder, co-host of a podcast called The Archive. Is that right?
God, when you put it that way, it sounds so
official.
Serious, yeah. Like I've been
fancy.
On NPR or something. Yeah, it is kind of weird. It's been around for like 7 years now.
That is impressive.
We've been doing that for 7 years. Yeah.
It's you and like 12 other straight white men, right?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, who sit around and complain about things, yeah, basically. Yeah.
It's cute.
Well, Aaron wasn't here, so we had to find another old guy to come on the show.
Yeah, I am the de facto older brother, I guess, in this.
Yeah.
Scenario.
I'm still the baby.
Brother from another mother. John, he goes back in our history quite a while. We worked at the comic book store together when we were teenagers, so. Well, I was a teenager.
I think I was still a teenager.
Oh,
when
I thought
I started.
You were in your 40s.
I replaced you. Right? I replaced you.
You did, yeah.
Yeah.
You did. Well, and I think we had a little bit of crossover there where you would fill in from time to time in exchange for Pokemon cards.
Probably. Yeah.
Just hang out.
13-year-old child labor.
All right. So I interrupted you. Tell us a little bit about your podcast.
Well, we do complain a lot, but mostly what we do is we have this facility, if you will, called The Archive, and it is home to one-hour discussions about everything and anything. And
Such as,
most recently, we started talking about Sesame Street, doing a three-part episode, three-part series on Sesame Street. We talked about the Manson family.
Hold on, I'm still stuck on Sesame Street. Did you get to Elmo? And was
no,
he tickled?
No. We mostly just did the Jim Henson era or the start of it.
Disinterested, but I'm sure it was great.
Like, there's two parts to
come. Oh, okay.
It's going through the
You'll
want to
jump in probably in the second or third episode.
Fabulous.
I'll let you know.
Perfect.
We've also done a few comic-related things. We've done an episode on the X-Men. Actually, we've done two X-Men episodes, and then later, I think around the fourth or fifth year, we brought on two of our regular guest hosts to become full-time hosts. And then, so we've been occasionally going back and redoing or reduxing, as we've been saying, some of the episodes that we previously did with the foursome now.
That's cool. I didn't know that you added people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we try to have subject matter experts whenever we can. Those end up usually being the most interesting episodes because, like, we don't typically know anything. That won't stop us from doing a show about a topic.
Sure,
but it's great when we have somebody who does know something about
it.
We
hardly
know
anything. So we make this shit up as we go. But this is part two of the Crisis of Infinite crossovers of the podcast.
Woo-hoo!
That we're doing. We're going to talk about the Joker trailer. The second trailer that dropped, and the TV spots before the movie released that have been coming out. And then all of us here at the Brotherhood and at the Archive are going to get together and watch the movie. And
sometime between now and the end of the year.
Hopefully before it comes out on disc, but if not, then we'll just watch it.
Are you really going to try to do a 7-person podcast? Because that gives me anxiety. I'll be for it. But it gives me
well, John and Aaron have to figure out the tech side of the whole thing.
Oh, great. We do just nothing. Have to show up. Yeah. Perfect.
So that being said, John, you as our special guest brought a very special drink. Can you introduce your drink for us?
Yeah. So I'm calling this God's Lonely Clown.
Aww.
Which is a reference to the sort of crossover between Joker and what appears to be one of its major influences, Taxi Driver. Mm. So this is it is essentially like a kiwi spritzer. I pureed a bunch of kiwis and some mint, and then added some simple syrup to it, and then topped it off with some bubbles. To represent the scene in Taxi Driver where Travis Bickle stares into a bubbling glass of water and Alka-Seltzer.
Well, it's delicious.
Yeah, it's very tasty.
So thank you for bringing that.
I feel very, very healthy. It's like the most fruit I've had in a year.
Yeah, unless you're drinking other beverages from here.
Right, unless I put fruit in a cocktail.
Right.
Lemon or lime. Cool. So you can find the first part of this on the archive. I did not look up what number episode it was.
Yeah, I don't know either. I think it's like 330 something.
It is 342.
Okay. That's closer than I thought I would get.
So, John, I'm going to need you to let me know which ones are the X-Men ones and which ones are the Sesame Street ones, because I love you, but I'm not listening to all those. That's absurd. But yeah, you guys should.
I think, apart from myself, because I edit them, I think maybe only 3 or 4 other people have listened to all of them, the other hosts of the show.
Right. Lovely.
No, it's a great podcast. I like it a lot. I was a little disappointed because you guys are on hiatus until... they do something very special every October, so I guess they're probably getting ready for that.
We're storing up for that, yeah. We also just have trouble getting everybody in the same place.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, we're related, and the three of us can't get together as much as we should. So.
It's very difficult.
Yeah. All right. Well, do we need to, like, recap the first trailer, or should we just go ahead and watch the second one?
I'll recap the first trailer. It was about a clown, and it looks dark, and that's about all I got.
Yeah, I think as I recall, you hadn't seen you really didn't know anything about the movie at that point.
I never
right?
know anything about anything, John, unless it's Teen Titans.
No, he didn't even know the movie existed until we showed up.
I was like really delighted by that.
You guys are like, we're doing a crossover about the new Joker movie. I'm like, the what now? But no, it'll be great. So is this the second big one? Is that what we're about to watch?
Like, so there was a teaser trailer that did just like a flash of Joaquin Phoenix's character before he becomes the Joker, and then at the very end it overlaid his Joker makeup on top of him. It was like 15 seconds or whatever it was.
But a lot of hype around it. I think that came out maybe around the Super Bowl.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
And then
what's
they
that?
Sports balls.
Oh, sporting.
And then they released a full trailer that introduced the dark and gloomy Gotham and Arthur Fleck.
Is that what we watched?
That's what we watched. And
I loved
this
it
one,
a lot, you guys.
I haven't watched it. Have you,
John? Yes. So I have put way more effort into following this movie than I ever thought that I would.
Oh.
Partially because of this crossover event and partially... Well,
you're
I'll get
secretly
into it
excited.
Later. Yeah, I think I am.
Oh, that's...
I've gone from absolute apathy to being like, this is the only movie that matters.
So I'm probably going to hate it. All right, well, let's watch
it. Well, I'll probably hate it too. That's why I'm excited about it.
All right, so let me put it on. Aaron, do something with this.
All right, so it has to be said or asked, and you both probably already know the answer, but I'm curious. Is Batman anywhere to be talked about or seen in this movie? Is that even a thing?
Do you want to know? Because I know the plot of this movie.
Spoilers. Yeah.
How about this? I'll tell you this.
I can Google it.
Movie exists before Batman does. So whether or not it is part of a continuity that we're familiar with,
mm-hmm.
he does not appear in.
But it's like in Gotham, or is it just like yes. Oh, okay.
So the first trailer gave hints to that this second trailer didn't really do. Like there's a Gotham City hospital that they show the sign for. There's
Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, there's Arkham Asylum or Arkham Hospital, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
And then there's a little boy that he confronts behind an iron gate, and everybody is assuming, or it's been said, that that's young Bruce Wayne.
Gotcha. So this one was cute. There was some Joker gas. I liked that.
Yeah.
Joker gas. Oh, like the.
I felt like there was. There were
there
clowns
was colored
with
gas.
Green gas in the streets, and I'm assuming it's Joker gas. I'm hoping it's Joker gas.
Yeah.
I'm hoping the theater we see this at has good popcorn, because that's my interest level right now.
I'm excited. I don't know. I have a mixed feelings. I personally am looking forward to the movie, and I think I'll enjoy it. I'm not sure I agree with them doing this movie and what it kind of seems
How
to be
How dare
about.
They make art? How dare they?
Does this movie need to exist? Is my famous question from the archive.
No. No, I like it. I think this, if you're going to cast a movie, if you're going to do a superhero movie about a villain, why not do the greatest superhero villain there is? And why not tell a dark rated
They are
R-
Jake. Harley Quinn's getting her own movie. Just kidding. JK.
Why not tell a dark adult movie with him? I mean, they do a dark adult comics with him, and I think it translates into a movie just fine.
Have they ever done an origin story comic?
So his origin in the comic is always only hinted at and never officially confirmed. Joker himself is confused about his own origin and says that he can't even remember, and he chooses not to remember it. So,
yeah.
I guess
that's something of a departure.
Right. And I'm fine movie. With that. Like, yeah. Good. Like, stop.
As Stop. Long as they don't try to say it's like canon, like as right. long as this movie doesn't come out and then it's like, well, that's the Joker story, because that'll be.
I imagine that will depend on how popular it is. I could easily see them deciding if this movie is bigger than any DC movie to date. I could totally see them being like,
it
yep,
looks better than any DC movie to date.
Wonder Woman would like.
No, I love Wonder Woman. I'm more worried about what it's going to do to the people that are too young or too easily influenced to go see this movie about a guy who cracks and inspires society to go nuts.
Yeah, like, it seems like it has a lot of very serious mental health topics with like him talking to a therapist or whoever. And so I'm wondering the right. same thing.
It's going to be a hard line to not make him a hero and to say that this is not what, guys, don't go do this. Like,
yeah,
life imitates art and art imitates life, and that's what this movie is doing, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a dangerous movie, and that's what I like about it.
Yeah,
you know, it seems reckless. And
well, you liked Spring Breakers, didn't you?
I love Spring Breakers. Also a dangerous movie and reckless
that movie.
Movie
was a choice.
I don't think anything should ever be censored necessarily. I think that really comes down to an individual artist's judgment, you know, and
yeah.
it's up for the people interpreting it to decide whether or not it was worth it, you know. Mm-hmm. I guess that's a kind of a strange way to put it, but in this case it's especially interesting because it has that layer of, you know, it's not just a movie about a
clown?
Victimized sociopathic guy who just who cracks when he doesn't get what he wants, or, you know,
right.
whatever. Like, there are movies like that, and some of them are better than others, but this one has that added layer of the comics history and the fact that Joker has not had an official origin story.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is part of what makes him such a compelling character as a comic book character. And especially the fact that it's him who does not have the origin story. Like, there are a lot of people or characters in that rogues gallery, and several of them probably, you know, I'm not as familiar with them as you guys are, but like, I wouldn't be surprised if there are a number of them for whom we don't know their origins.
Their
you
true
know?
Origin. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
It's definitely the main one that it's like they've gone out of their way to not say it.
Yeah. And I think that that's to their credit. I think it's
right.
way, just personally, and I feel like I'm in the majority on this, but I feel like it's more interesting not having that be his origins, or not having him having an origin story. But I'm especially like fascinated and somewhat furious that they're proposing first, they're saying, we're going to tell you a Joker origin story, but then to have it be so easy, seemingly.
Yeah.
You know, like it's not like, I think it would be harder for us as an audience to wrestle with the notion that this person was just bad, you know, like he was just like a Michael Myers with more personality or something.
Like there wasn't anything that
there's
actually
no
pushed
reason
him.
For it. Yeah. That's a harder thing to wrestle with than just some guy who's been beaten down by society all his life and then sees an opportunity to get back at it or whatever.
I think the ease that he falls into being the Joker and the way of telling the story, it has to be kind of, I don't want to say dumbed down, but it has to be a little bit watered down so that
for
it,
the general public.
Right. And so that it fits into the Joker story so mm-hmm. that it's enough that there's enough hints at Gotham. There's enough. I mean, there's a lot of the Killing Joke in here with him being a failing stand-up comedian with what I'm assuming is a loss of a loved one, a relationship with a woman that maybe isn't very healthy. So there is comic book influence here. I think of this movie straight up as an Elseworlds movie. Like we read Elseworlds here on the podcast every now and then, and it's a different take on the characters and it spins it. So this is basically like, what if we told the Joker's origin, but it existed before Batman and it was...
Right. So I'm going to stop you right there. So my issue is, I think, and we've talked about this a lot here, I think you need Batman to have Joker, and I think you need Joker to have Batman. I don't think it's interesting yet with just what I've seen. I'm not like, oh, let me watch it, because the main thing about him is that he's Batman's arch nemesis, and that doesn't exist here. So I'm curious how it's going to go.
Yeah, and that remains to be seen. But I agree with you, Ben. Like, I think that those two characters maybe don't need to take place in each other's creations like they've done in the movies before, but I think they have to be tied together. Otherwise, the other one doesn't really need to exist. And this movie right now, as it looks, it could just be a guy who, you know, he doesn't have to dress up a clown. He could dress up an ice cream cone. I don't know. And it would still be the same story. Like,
but
there's nothing.
He doesn't sell ice cream, Jake. He's a failed stand-up comic. You
that's
just
the
said
Mr.
Up.
Freeze origin story. Right. Oh, that's right. That's coming next year.
Tries the ice cream truck.
It's just the same
just called
model,
Freeze.
But they...
Sorry. It's not Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, right. Freeze. Yeah.
Is there anything, Ben, in the trailer that excited you?
I don't know why that woman didn't like her child being amused. The kid was behaving himself. The lady on the train was like, stop bothering my child. I was like, he's making your kid laugh. Be nice. And so that to me was almost like, okay, so he's good at this thing and he's not he's being like shot down on it. So I think that was interesting. No, the only thing I actually liked was the Joker gas, but that was something else I had to comment on.
John,
there's a lot actually that I like about the new trailer and the TV spots. The first trailer feels very smug, like it suggests that this movie takes itself so seriously and earnestly, which is to me kind of funny, just knowing what I know about the DC movies. And like, I haven't seen Man of Steel or Batman v Superman.
You don't need to.
I feel like the first criticism that people offer when we talk about them is like, it's just so like morose and plotting, and you just, it's not any fun.
Right.
And so it strikes me as a strange decision to like double down on the like really earnest, somber thing, but which is what I saw in the first trailer.
It's like, oh, you don't like us being dark? Well, let's get really dark.
Yeah.
With the success of Wonder Woman and then Shazam, like those movies lightened up the universe quite a bit. So like, I kind of like that they're like, okay, we're going to let these be the superhero fun movies, and then we're going to let this be some dark, crazy shit. And it's the right character to do dark, crazy shit with.
So you were saying you liked this one. Did you feel like this had more fun than the first trailer?
Well, I'm not necessarily like looking for the fun aspect, but this one did have a lot more of interest for me. I think the scenes of like chaos look really interesting.
Yeah.
There's a few shots in this trailer and some of the TV spots where we kind of see what appear to be like gangs of clown garbed
with masks. Yeah.
People just trashing Gotham City. And that's the part of the movie that I'm interested in seeing. Like, I don't really care about the Joker origin story,
sure,
but I am interested in seeing what they do, how they weave that in with a bigger story about Gotham and what's going on there. Cause there's definitely a suggestion that there is a teeming, tension, social tension there. And that is an interesting topic, I think, for a comic book movie.
So he could be the point that boils over that tension and creates the chaotic Gotham City that then requires a Batman to step in to fix it. Like,
I hope so. Yeah. I hope he shows up at the end.
I don't want him to be at the end. I don't want Batman in this movie.
You don't want any sort of
nothing.
What about Bruce Wayne?
I don't want Batman to be in this movie. I'm fine with young Bruce Wayne. Little kid Bruce Wayne's fine. No Batman, and I don't want to see the Waynes die, but I'm pretty sure the Waynes are gonna die. So I would imagine they're going to kill the Waynes during the chaos. Like,
I know some things that I will not say unless you want me to tell you.
No. I don't want that. No.
That means they die. But does she wear pearls?
Your drink was inspired, and you mentioned a couple times the connection to Taxi Driver. So with the, I mean, they're very direct.
That's being remade into Uber Driver.
That was phenomenal.
That was really good. Yeah. How do you feel about Robert De Niro being in this movie when the line is being so connected between the two movies?
I'm actually okay with that. There are two very direct influences on this movie, and it seems like the guy Todd Phillips, who co-wrote and directed it, is not shy about acknowledging them. And in fact, he's kind of doubling down on them. Obviously Taxi Driver is a big influence, especially like the setting and the look.
Yeah.
And the notion of this disenchanted loner guy who he has like a lot of tension building up and eventually explodes. But it's also, I've never seen this, but The King of Comedy is a movie about Robert De Niro, another Robert De Niro, Martin Scorsese movie. And it is about an aspiring comedian eventually ends up turning on the subject of his adoration. So it's like a kind of twisted fan relationship movie. Okay. And it seems like Robert De Niro is kind of flipped in this situation. Yes. He's the established comic and Joaquin Phoenix is the aspiring guy.
Is he like a TV host? Is that how they're doing him as a comic?
Yeah, he's like supposed to be like Johnny Carson.
Oh, okay, yeah. Late night kind of thing.
And he's bringing on Joker. It seems to maybe make fun of him, but
yeah,
I'm excited. Like all the scenes that we've had from the Batman animated,
gonna die. And
like yeah, when Joker gets on stage, he's a performer.
He performs, yeah.
And you know whether you like it or not.
Oh, he's gonna hijack the TV show. That's exciting.
Yeah, yeah, he's gonna take over, and I think a lot of people will die.
Yeah, I'm counting on a high body count in this movie, which like I've heard a couple of people say that. Who have seen the movie say that this is a straight up horror movie leads you to believe that it is a character study and it is a superhero mythos,
but it's just
exploration.
Scary. It's like scary.
Well, I think just in that it is.
It's scary. No, I'm excited. I don't get to see scary movies anymore. The hubby doesn't like them, so I'm excited.
I don't know how scary it'll be. I'm thinking more like Hostel or like those torture porn movies where it's just like once the snap happens, it just goes all out, like hyper brutal.
Gotcha.
It's just about a mounting body count at that point. And I think in a way, when I think about it, it probably has to be, because if you spent like 60 to 80 minutes being sympathetic with this guy, it's, you sort of have to really push it if you're going to.
Right. They need to turn him. They need to make him a bad guy. Right.
Unless they don't, which is also a really fascinating prospect. Like it's terrible and dangerous, but it also has like cojones, and
that's true.
That would be like giving human form to Darth Vader and creating like a prequel where he's a small child. You can't do it.
So, dear listeners, if you're judging whether or not you need
is
to take John seriously,
Star Wars movie?
It is my favorite.
It's his favorite Star Wars
movie. The Phantom Menace?
It's the most meaningful Star Wars movie to me.
Well, that's cute.
Like,
that's
personally.
A nice, yeah, that's a good way of phrasing why it's your favorite.
I don't think it's the best, but I definitely think it's the
that's
most.
Legit.
And it's, I think, canonically the most important one.
Well, yeah, it's the first one.
Well,
in order.
Good point.
He's a small child. Anyways,
you really
not
do
about Star
know
Wars.
Things, Ben.
What?
You really do know things.
Did you think I didn't? What the hell? My whole shtick is that I act dumb.
It's only sometimes
I'm the
an
smart
act.
One here, guys. I'm just the lazy one. That's the joke.
That's fair. That's fair. Well, guys, anything else we want to discuss on this trailer or before the movie comes out? Because I think the next time that you're going to hear from all of us together would be on the... the
with
release of the movie.
Four more people. Woo!
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go watch some Elmo. It's been fun. Thanks for coming, John.
Thank you for having me.
Wait, what did we learn today? We don't have a soundboard. Yeah, I just wanted to make a sound. All right. Thanks for listening. I'm Ben, your sunshine into Gotham.
I'm Jake. I'm the middle brother. This movie better be good.
Say actually, bye, John.
Let's just laugh.
A Joker laugh?
Yeah.
No, it's creepy. Oh. He did have a good laugh. Oh, that's one more thing about the trailer. I liked when he's like walking down the hallway doing the creepy laugh and then just stops and just like goes straight face. I was like, I don't want to watch that.
I think that's good.
Yeah, if
that's
he's making you
trailer.
Nervous, that's making me more excited. So. If he's making your weak knees shake. Yeah. But we will be back soon, guys. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Did you say your name? John Dedeke?
I'm John.
John.
Dedeke.
John. And go check out the archive.
Thank you.
Hi, all of you that stayed in to listen to this 26 minutes of wackiness from Jake, Ben, and John Dedeke from the archive. This is Aaron. I'm sitting here at my kitchen table finishing my coffee and editing this interesting review of the Joker trailer. What I think is important to remember here is that this is a trailer. It's not the full movie. I'm sure that there are many twists and turns that are in this trailer that are not actually going to show up in the movie. So to throw in my two cents, movies and video games do not cause violence in people. That is a myth that has been disproven by research, so I'm just going to say that right now. That you are responsible for your own destiny. I know we're talking about Star Wars, John, and The Phantom Menace. I do have to agree that if you've read the book Darth Plagueis, I would recommend you don't. If you haven't read that, I recommend you check it out. If you have read it, you should have a deeper appreciation of The Phantom Menace, as I do as well. So that should be something that we can talk about down in the future. But this movie is going to be exciting. I think there's going to be a lot of things that are twists and turns coming up. I think the Joker... We have to look at it as an Elseworlds book. I agree with you, Jake. It is an Elseworlds story. We can't take it at face value. Bruce will show up somewhere in this movie. I can almost guarantee it. Martha is still going to wear her pearls, and it is still going to be Bruce's fault, whether the Joker does it or not. So there we go. Tune in. See ya. And what did we learn this lesson? Did you guys really, really need someone to edit you out? Peace.
Of Betty's plans, this city's ways. I am the knight, a tyrant of the shade. I am the spice, I am the pain repaid. I am the night, a fear that lies in shadow cannot fade. Crush the
Hey, everybody. This is Aaron from the Brotherhood of Batman. We just want to let you know the Brotherhood of Batman is now part of the Batman Podcast Network. And the Podcast Network is a collection of Batman-themed podcast shows and ones that cover DC films and other areas about Batman on film and some other things you may want to check out. We're excited to be part of this group, and you should head on over to batmanpodcastnetwork.com to find out more. And as always, check our socials for information about the Brotherhood of Batman on Facebook or Twitter, or send us an email at brotherhoodofbatman@gmail.com. Thanks.